Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Podcast. Hello, friends. Welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast.
I'm a ghost.
Do you remember when we used to introduce ourselves for like a whole 4 years?
Yeah.
We used to. Yeah.
We stopped.
For 4 years and we just stopped.
We just stopped.
We did it for so long. I think it's because I was always nervous that people, like, everyone gets our voices confused. And I think we all sound so
different. I didn't know what else to say. Yeah. So I just said my name. I'm not a host here. I just would say, well, I'm Lauren.
And you're not a host. You're a ghost.
I'm a ghost. If you guys want to see on the Patreon, I'm a fucking ghost.
I'm a fucking ghost. Guys, sign up for our Patreon. Also, I have some airplane. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Should we do the sound?
Shoo. Naz, I'm going to sound so snotty saying this.
What?
But like, did you have first class?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
Okay. Thank God. I was so worried.
I'm sorry. I think that like whenever anybody sends somebody on like a business trip that's like 10 hours in the air,
you cannot not
be first class,
someone.
Right?
Yeah,
isn't
no,
that rude?
It has to be. Yeah, I also don't think I could ever do a flight. Like ever since I started going to Africa, I don't think I can ever do a flight over 10 hours not in first class.
Okay. But you didn't do Africa in first class.
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Praise the
like
Lord.
Like a lay down.
Yeah.
Flight?
You need the lay down.
You have to. Yeah. It's just the most game changing thing in the entire world. And I know it sounds snotty, guys, but like if somebody's telling you like you have to go there, they have to make you comfortable. Now, if it's your own choice, you're free to do anything and book anything you want, you know?
If you're lucky enough to be able to afford it.
Of course. It's insane.
It's insane. It's so unfair. It's so unfair because we've talked about this. You literally get like I landed back from Rome in LA and I felt fine. Yeah. To like go out that night because I slept, I ate well, I ate incredibly well. laid down.
They, like, gave you too much.
You get like days back, and you get days. you get more days at your vacation on the front end because you don't land like exhausted.
I know this is the most privileged conversation ever, but I just have to say it's like fresh in my mind because I can't really explain what I was on a very long flight for, any details about it. But I was on a very long flight recently, and I'll tell you about it soon, and it just made me be like, I can't believe how expensive it is. That's all that I'm sorry, it was all that, but like
client,
also like I saw the number that the business had to pay for me to come, and I was like, what in the world? This was
you just flew first class too for work technically, right?
Yeah.
How was your flight? How long is that flight?
No, I can't talk about it,
but we won't say where you went, but how long is it?
I was in the air. I was in the air a total of, on the long side, because you know how like one way is a little bit longer than the other way?
Yeah.
On the long way, it was about 24 hours in the sky.
Holy shit.
24 hours in the sky.
Ashley, that's it. I can't wait to talk to you more about that. We can't say what that was about, but like, that's fucking crazy. I've never been on a plane that long, and I've traveled so much.
I know.
Did you fucking die?
Well,
like, that's so long.
I didn't because of the first class.
What? But even then, like, that's crazy.
I was saying she gets uninterrupted sleep for a long time and gets to drink and do work uninterrupted.
It's actually heaven. It was really not bad at all
because I got, the uninterrupted work on the computer just to catch up on, like, you know, administrative stuff was really nice. And then I didn't drink at all, actually, Lauren, because I drank on the first, like, just cross-country flight. And it was, I felt so dehydrated. I was like, oh, I gotta hydrate more. And it freaked me out to be dehydrated and up in the sky for, you know, a day when not feeling 100%.
That's so true. So Hunter's going to Spain tonight.
Yeah, he is.
Hunter's going on a boys' trip to Spain.
On a boys' trip to Spain.
Is it like a bachelor party or it's just
friend,
for fun?
No, it's just like for his golf.
It's okay.
Friend.
We can all admit it's a little weird.
No, it's not. What? Just to go on a trip? What if you, if the three of us went on a girls' trip? Is that weird?
You know what?
Girls are allowed to do
it's not.
That.
What? Ashley,
like Lizzie says, girls are allowed to be complicated.
Ashley needs to be living in like the 1800s.
Okay, let me finish my sentence here. He's going to Spain tonight, and all of his friends are 50 years old or up, okay? That is because they're all part of the country club golf
That sounds sick.
Team, basically.
That sounds like he's going to have, like, the most epic trip.
This morning, his friend that he was going with, first class, says, hey, guys, my doctor said I can't get on a flight that long, so we can't go anymore.
What?
Because he can't go anymore.
Wait,
because, like, he's going to have a heart attack or something.
Why
like
the one friend?
His one friend.
Replace the friend.
Because, like,
I'm kidding.
Ashley, I know. I'm like, wait. He got Polaris United.
But wait, they can't get their money back.
There's an open seat now. He can't get his money back. But he
would
have
his money back.
No, Lauren, I'm confused. Oh, he can't go, but Hunter's still going.
Hunter's going.
Okay. You made it seem like the whole trip was canceled because this one friend couldn't come.
No, just see, she said the friend
No, the friend can't go because I'm thinking of 15 hours or 24 hours in the air, and this is only 8 hours in the air or something like that. So it's like,
it makes Europe
scary,
just seem like,
you know?
Would you like to go spend a day in Europe if you, like, once you go on a 24-hour flight?
Exactly. And if you live on the East Coast, even more so, because you know it's, like, longer for me. But it's so funny. After having gone to Africa the last 2 years, I feel the same way, Ashley, where I was like, oh, it's just 11 hours. I'm like, piece of cake. I'm like, I'll sleep for, like, six of them, and then it's a 4-5-hour flight.
Just watch a movie.
Okay, so
anyway, we'll get to your
on the plane.
Don't get it.
Talking to the flight attendant about Wi-Fi because I wanted to get work done, Ash.
Oh,
and
God.
She...
Naz, I'm already going to clap for you. I don't get it.
No, but I'm going to blow your mind even more because I'm going to take it a step further. So I go to her. I go...
Well, we didn't even get to the I don't get it there, but I felt like it was implied and I will get to it.
So the I don't get it basically is first of all, I think across the board, wherever you're sitting, I don't get why Wi-Fi isn't free and that needs to be done ASAP. But however, if you're in first class and you pay that much, we just talked about an astronomical amount for your ticket, why isn't Wi-Fi included? Like, that's crazy to me. And here's where I'm going to take it a step further. I was talking to my incredible flight attendant. I wish I remembered her name so I could call her out. She was amazing. Did you know
what airline were you on? At least call her out there.
Flying back, I came British Airways. Flying there, fuck, I can't remember. I think it was American Airlines. I can't remember. Anyways, did you guys know that flight attendants have to pay for Wi-Fi every time they're on a plane?
No.
What? How?
Fucking way.
How? She goes, I know, it's ridiculous. She goes, we have to pay. My jaw dropped. I go, what? I go, you work here every day. She goes, yeah. They make us pay for Wi-Fi. No flight attendants get free Wi-Fi. And that is my biggest, I don't get it in the entire world. You're at work. You're at work. How do they not provide internet for people at work?
Yes.
Isn't that wild? I literally wrote it down. I'm like, I'm talking about this on the podcast.
They're probably trying to
do they want less people on the Wi-Fi? Because if there's too many people on the Wi-Fi, then it doesn't work.
They probably don't want them distracted on their phones.
I just think that's bullshit.
Something.
Like, especially if you're a parent and you're a flight attendant.
Yeah.
Like, and you, I don't know. I thought that was fucking crazy.
So insane. Wait, I have to say.
Okay, yeah, say all the
things. Okay, well, one, we know that messaging is mostly free now. Most airlines allow you to message for free, which is really nice. But
that's all you really want. That's all I want.
No, if I have to work,
I
want to
get
work the internet.
Yeah.
What do you gotta do? Like,
a lot of things. I gotta like look up and like lots of URLs.
Like, you need Wi-Fi
to
do that?
I realize how much I utilized the internet when I was on there.
I don't know. I just feel like it doesn't work.
Well, Lauren, that's where I'm going with this.
Okay.
So,
okay.
It never works.
You can't charge for the internet like $8 an hour if it's not gonna work.
Yeah.
Like, if it's going to give you maybe, like, if you're able to, like, press and return, like, three times and get a proper, you know, website up three times in an hour, you can't charge for that. That's BS.
Mm-hmm. No, it's crazy.
That's it. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I was also going to say, Lauren, you know how you said you just love messaging? This isn't an I don't get it, but you just reminded me that I wanted to share this with you guys. There's an option when you're on planes to do seat-to-seat messaging. You know how like you can like message someone sitting in another seat on the plane? Do you know about this, Ash?
Oh, yes, yes. But
and
like...
I thought to myself, what a fucking cute rom-com idea. Like, and... like in real life too. Like if you saw someone that you thought was attractive, you could literally like message them. And I was like, there needs to be a rom-com called like seat-to-seat messaging or something. That was just an idea I had. Anyways. So then my other, this is also not an, I don't get it, but I thought you guys would laugh. Whenever I get off an international flight back into America, you know how the customs line is fucking trash unless you have like global entry? It feels like you're in an episode of Supermarket Sweep where everyone's like running so fast to get in front of each other. And it's literally in like a power walking race with everyone you were just sitting on the flight with, and you literally are like every man for himself. Like you're like walking so fast,
yeah, you're like over your
trying
shoulder.
To push Funny. Through. And then when you yeah. get to the, and then when you get it's to the so stairs bad. And the escalator, people are like trying to beat the people. Anyways, all I have to say is, it is the funniest shit ever. It's literally like every man for himself. Like people are just gunning Supermarket Sweep style to get to customs and get the fuck out of the airport.
It is true.
It is the one thing you can control, you know, is to get in front of the line.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's an I get it. I really like this new product. It's called OneSkin. I saw it on my Instagram. And it's because, you know, Instagram knows that I love skincare. And actually, support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you've ever thought to yourself, what if we can reverse the root causes of aging? Then listen closely to what I'm about to say. Our new sponsor, OneSkin, puts science and research first. And I just recently started using it, so I can't say like the long-term effects of it, but it feels great on. My skin's been looking really good, plump, a lot of like some fading of discoloration. This stuff is considered to be like a retinol alternative because a lot of people are kind of sensitive to those types of topicals. I am down to experiment. I always keep my prescription retinol in my like my daily, my, you know, like weekly routine, like every few days. But OneSkin, the ads really got me, and I was like, okay, I gotta bring this into the routine because I always have other things that I do like other nights. I'm a crazy skincare person, but
we love that you love skincare.
I know. Thank you. So this was founded. They put really good research and science behind it. It was founded by an amazing team with over 15 years of experience, and it's set out to not just decrease visible signs of skin aging, but to also treat the root cause of aging. Like they're pretty sure that this is going to really like stop aging in its tracks better than so much else that is out there on the market.
I saw some horrendous photos of myself, and OneSkin is now. It should be used now.
We all got it now.
Yeah, if that doesn't make you want to add OneSkin to your cart, I don't know what does. But like Ashley was saying, they have a team of scientists that have over 15 years of experience. And this is really getting to the root of skin aging. I feel like so many of the anti-skin, you know, or, I'm sorry, not anti-skin, anti-aging products out there are sort of like to treat things that you have now, but this is something like we were mentioning before that's really going to get to the root. So
yeah, it strengthens the skin barrier and improves the skin health markers.
so that like signs of aging are significantly decreased as well as the prevention of it. So if you guys want to, for a limited time, you can get 15% off with the code GETIT, G-E-T-I-T, at oneskin.co. That is one as in O-N-E, skin.co. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. OneSkin addresses skin health at a molecular level.
Molecular. You're dumb.
Targeting the root cause of aging so that skin behaves, feels, and looks younger. It's time to get started with your new face, your eye, and body routine. They've got all of that at a discounted rate. You get it today. Again, that's 15% off with the code GETIT. 15% off oneskin.co with the code GETIT. We only have one body, one skin, and only one you can choose to make it better. Age healthy with OneSkin.
Naz, so you know what I had this time on this epic journey across the world?
What?
I had chaperones at each airport. They picked me up from gates and they took me to each gate. And it I felt like a silly girl. Like I was like, am I a little child going from gate to gate? Which it was act, but then... But sometimes I thought it was epic because they got me through customs. We got to cut every line.
Dude, you...
Oh, that's so nice. I didn't know that was part
of it.
You
have experienced the most incredible airport, like, experience because I landed in Heathrow coming back from Rome. And Heathrow is so massive that to get to my other terminal to get on my flight to go to LA, it was so confusing, so many twists and turns where I was like, oh my God, if I was an older person or younger, I would probably get lost. And like, I saw someone had one of those. And to me, like, especially in a massive airport like Heathrow, that is like, that's so clutch.
Yeah. If you're in a country that doesn't speak English, that would be extra amazing.
Yeah. That's so true. Yeah. The other, I have two more like airline related.
I just love, why we could have a whole podcast.
We should be sponsored by like American Airlines.
We should.
They should just fly us places so we can complain.
Yeah. It's like, what?
Or like, I feel like an airline should hire us as consultants. Like we would be the sickest airline consultants. We would be like, we need hot guys to like put your luggage up all the time. We need massagers in the chairs. Mm-hmm. We need to be escorted everywhere. We need free Wi-Fi. Anyways, so as I was running supermarket sweep style to... this was on the front end, getting to my connecting flight in Heathrow that I was just talking about. How can we talk about how duty free is like this weird, happy place?
I've never bought anything from it.
The energy is so weird and happy in what is otherwise like a desolate sort of like sad.
The duty free shops?
They're the same everywhere you are in the world. And it's very bizarre. It's like a utopia with M&Ms in it. And I don't know. Don't you just feel like when you walk through, you're like, this is fake life. Like this is fake life in here.
I'm tempted every time to buy something, of course. But whenever I go through it, I'm like, okay, I didn't plan on this. I have no idea what I'd want. And I guess I'll just continue walking through it. But everything kind of looks appealing. But at the same time, like there's a lot of liquor and chocolate and stuff in there. And I'm like, I don't care about saving my $3 on a bottle of like rum.
Perfume. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfume. Like it's fine. I don't have to buy it now, especially if I don't think I want it.
Yeah.
But I guess like if I went in with a plan, like I should have done this in Italy or something. Mm-hmm. Like if I wanted to get a designer purse or something like that, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to show up to the airport like an hour and a half early and I'm going to shop there. And then you end up saving like $300 on the purse. Yeah. That's pretty cool. But you have to go in with intention. Just browsing around and you'll buy like items that you'll save $3 on doesn't make any sense to me.
But can you speak to the energy of it? Like, don't you think it's like a little like Disneyland utopian in like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's such a contrast to like the airports that they're in. It just feels like everyone's happy and everyone's ready for you to try on perfume. And it's just so funny to me.
I love getting drunk and shopping at the duty-free stores.
Do you guys actually buy? I've never gotten anything.
Makeup stores, you know?
Yeah.
Like if there's a MAC thing, I'll be like, sure, I'll buy a liner I don't need. I don't know.
See, it encourages. It's just a great encourager to buy.
It's something to do. Oh, there was a Harley Davidson store, and I was like, fuck yeah, I'll buy a million hats that are overpriced. Yeah.
But don't you guys think it's weird? It's like even the lighting's different. Like, I'm just talking about like
it's
how
very
it feels.
Bright.
Like, it's
very
like so different than like the other space you're in. Whatever. You guys get what I'm trying to say. The last one that is my I don't get it. It's kind of an I don't get it. Is, you know, when they say like in case of an emergency, like leave all your bags behind. Would you fucking leave your bags behind in case of an emergency?
I always think about it. You know this is so funny. Every goddamn person
is going to try and save their Mac fucking laptop. Yeah. And like they're like no one's leaving their bags behind, aka everyone's behind you is going to suffer because of that.
You guys, every single time, like, what's wrong with me? Like, we obviously,
I'm like, I want my ID. I don't want to have to go to the DMV after this emergency to get a new ID.
You're like about to crash, but yet you're thinking of like, oh, I need my license. I don't want, I don't want on the front, on the back end.
I don't want any fraud on my credit card.
Like, we obviously have never actually been in an emergency because it's like I go on a plane every, you know, every like 2 weeks. And every time when they say that, I'm like, you're going to grab your laptop if we're drowning in the ocean. Like, what? And why would I do that?
I don't know. I mean,
exactly. No.
You know what's alarming? I mean, obviously, guys, we wouldn't. Like, in the moment, we absolutely freaking not would not. We
I mean,
would not
I don't
care.
Know. I don't know what I would do. I've never been in that
position.
All
my pictures. You know what I mean? I'm just like, oh, my pictures. But now I have it backed up on another computer and, like, you know, it's all in the cloud, so we're fine, you know?
We're fine.
If your laptop
fine.
Drowns, you're fine. You can find your pictures again. And what else do you... And there's nothing else you need. But, like, life or pictures, you know? God, what kind of world do we live in?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so there's one alarming thing that they say about emergencies.
What?
Now that I have a kid. Oh, my God. Maura's
here.
Oh, my
God. Maura's joined.
Maura's joining in for some
Maura's
I don't get it.
Maura's here so for she the has Patreon.
Her... And for some reason, Lauren, as soon as Maura walked in, you got all blurry.
No, I muted so Gurgi because Gurgi was barking.
But you also got all blurry.
Tell Maura she's going to have to talk into the mic. We're not going to be able to hear her.
Yeah. I look like Lord Voldemort.
You do. You look amazing. You undeniably do right now. And I'll get
undeniable.
To that.
No, you know who you look like to me? You look like the bird lady of Mary Poppins.
Thank God.
Wait, can we just talk about the fact that Maura didn't know that she was on video?
No, it's okay.
It's all right.
She's
Maura.
Fine.
No one sees it. I don't think anyone has purchased the Patreon.
Okay,
page.
Everyone needs to purchase a Patreon now to see what Maura looks like.
Just take your hair out of the towel.
Don't do it. But I actually do purchase Patreon. I might be.
Oh
the
my
only
God!
Person.
Yay!
You purchased our Patreon.
Not ours, probably still someone else's.
I love this podcast for boys, and it's so funny.
Ashley put her hand on her heart. She was so touched.
I'll go buy it.
That's where my extra dollar came from this month.
Okay, guys, I just want to say one thing about planes before we're done with planes. Unless Maura has her, I don't get it, it's about planes. Yeah. We as parents are now concerned because they say in case of an emergency, infant life vests will be passed out. They're telling me, you're telling me that when the plane is coming down, that the flight attendant's like, oh, there is an infant in that row. I'm going to go bring the life jackets in.
Let me run it over to 23B right now.
Yeah. What?
Wait,
how about you just hand it to me as soon as I get on the plane?
Wait, that's so crazy
that's
because
cause alarm.
Also as a parent, like obviously you were cognizant of that and aware of that, but like that's so crazy. I never thought like that never crossed my mind. I never like heard that part of their speech.
And they say it often and I never picked up on it until I was a parent too.
Whoa.
So I was like, excuse me. What do you mean?
Well, I guess technically that would be the time where you'd be putting on your own oxygen mask before
right
your
now
child.
That's others. Sort of that makes sense. A little bit. That makes sense. But
they're not there's no infant life vest. They're just saying it.
I know. Has anyone ever seen an infant life vest?
No.
That's the name of this episode. That's what I need in my life, an infant life vest. Maura, what are you getting done to your hair?
So Maura came in yesterday and said, I want like brown hair. and she wanted to look like Camille Marone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So someone watched Daisy Jones.
No, she's. This has been her.
No, I've had a crush on her.
This has been her girl forever.
Before she dated Leo or after?
Before. Since 2014. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course, so Moro. So ahead
I was
of the
like,
time.
Okay, sure thing. Made her dark and she freaked out and she wants to be lighter now. So I just threw in a couple highlights and we have to tone and wash. She loves it.
It's so bad.
It was too dark.
I look like something.
Wait, you don't
What's
like
so
it?
Bad? Yesterday was too dark and now we just put on highlights, but she hasn't seen it yet. No one's seen it yet. We're just waiting for the next process to occur after this podcast.
Okay.
Well, moving on.
Wow. I had follow-ups, but okay.
Oh, you did?
Okay. No one cares about my job.
I care.
I know. Lauren, I cared. I cared, Lauren.
Lauren.
She goes, moving on.
No, wait, no, your formula I'm going to use? Wow.
Wait, that's so funny because I was talking to someone at a party recently and like, you know, when it's like kind of surface level talk and it kind of dies down, the person literally so goes, we're changing the subject now. Like he said that. And
I love that.
So hard.
Oh, that's like amazing. That. No, I like
he
that.
Goes,
that's
we're
awesome.
Changing the subject.
Yeah. We're changing the subject. We're done with that one. Next.
Yeah.
Instead
like,
of saying like, oh, I'm going to go grab so-and-so or yeah. I'm going to go grab a drink. I'll be right back. I'll see you in a minute.
I'm going to go to the
this
bathroom.
Conversation is done.
I'm going to go to the bathroom to not pee and look at myself in the mirror and come back out to Reese.
We have gorgeous.
Guys, we're so excited to talk about this next sponsor, Caraway. Caraway will make your kitchen look like Martha Stewart's. Like they
what
have
color
these
did
high
you get?
Quality. I got the beige. I'm so excited. And they have
and
these
I got
high
sage.
Quality.
You got green. Sage. So pretty.
Oh my God, so pretty. So they have these high quality ceramic coated kitchenware, which is actually free of PTFE, such as Teflon, lead, cadmium, other toxic materials, because a lot of us never thought like, oh, maybe the things that I'm cooking with actually have toxic materials in them that is going to transfer into my food. So not only are they safe, they're so beautiful. They have a variety of chic shades. All sets include complimentary easy access storage solutions, which is just so key. And their naturally slick surface means that minimal oil or butter for slide off the pan eggs and easy cleaning. So you're even going to save, you're going to save on that end too. I just love, love, love how they look.
They look so good. And it does come with a nice organizer. I don't know if you have this first world problem, guys, but I can't stand when you're stacking pots and pans on top of each other and it's like bang, bang, bang. And then like everything is kind of like
so
sloppy.
Bad.
It's such a first world problem.
That's
but, like,
why I don't
want to
put away my dishes because they're going to fall on each other and spill out of the cabinet. Like,
well,
no.
they give you a nice little rack and it keeps everything in its place so you don't have to deal with that. And also, I want to go back to the fact that it doesn't have Teflon. I remember when my mom realized, this is like over a decade ago, when she was like, oh no, we can't use Teflon pans anymore. They're so bad. So this like has the feel, like the non-stick element of Teflon, but without the nasty side effects.
Just so you guys know, a few years ago, the CEO, that basically happened to him. His name is Jordan Nathan. He's a founder and CEO, and he basically accidentally overheated an empty PTFE, like coated frying pan.
Yeah.
And he got nauseated from the toxic fumes that the pan emitted.
Oh, wow.
And then he called poison control, and it turns out that he actually had been exposed to Teflon poisoning.
Oh, wow. That's a good story for this company.
Isn't that crazy? And it was that breakthrough moment that really pushed him towards like researching, you know, harmful chemicals and discovering that literally 95% of nonstick cookware sold in the U.S. contains Teflon. So if that doesn't make you want to buy Caraway, I don't know. I don't know what would.
Naz, I think that you got the pots and pans and I got the bake set because I've already had pots and pans. But I definitely didn't have like any sort of baking. And it's not just like cupcakes and cake stuff, but like it's also like if you want to make a casserole, perfect for that.
Visit carawayhome.com/get it to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners. So visit carawayhome.com/get it or use the code get it at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
And it's stunning.
Okay, right. Well, because Maura looks like Voldemort right now, my I don't get it, which you guys, I have so many I don't get it's when I'm lying in bed at night and then I talk myself out of grabbing my phone and writing it down in my notes
I had one
because
last
of the
night.
Blue light. But I'm like, you're on your way to sleep, but like, you're going to whack yourself out if you look at your phone. So just remember it. And then of course, never remember it. But this is the one I don't get it that I have written down this week.
Okay, good.
Isn't it funny that like, all of the old school things, like the men wearing powdered wigs during the revolutionary times and like those sort of outfits, they all phased out. But one thing didn't phase out, and that is the judge's gown.
Oh, Ashley, very good.
Good.
Very good. Yes.
Thank you.
Incredible. That is amazing.
So, Wait, guys, we're so conceited that we get excited ourselves when we come.
We did good we come today.
Up with goodness, we did it.
We did good. We earned a paycheck. We earned a dollar.
Okay, so I was watching the new Fatal Attraction on
that is fucking
Paramount Plus,
Ashley.
and Joshua Jackson is trying to be a judge, and I'm like, obviously you want to be a judge, but all I could imagine was him like going from his suit in like as an attorney to putting on his robe, and I'm like, isn't it funny that like they become judges and then they're like, ah, now I put on this robe every time I walk out in front of the crowd.
That is so funny.
And it's like, why did they eradicate the wig
keep the robe?
Like they
the
should have to wear
just as silly.
And can we talk about how the gavel has probably also never evolved itself as like a like right? The gavel probably looked exactly the same.
Yeah.
I'm making
there's
that
no
up,
button
but I'm
now.
Assuming.
Could you imagine if there's a button? There's like object.
Yeah, like a digital, like there could be like a digital sound where it's like like American Idol.
I know now I'm going down a rabbit hole of like everything they're wearing. Like why'd they stop wearing heels? But like they just, you know.
But what do you think that they're what do you think that they we have to like get a judge on and be like, so like how do you feel about wearing your gown? Like
probably loves it. You can eat whatever you want every fucking day. No one sees your body.
Wait, Ashley, that would be such a good occupational episode. I really want to get a judge on because in the same way where you're like, you know, you want to ask parents, like you have a favorite kid. It's like, I want to ask judges, like, you know, like you have to have an opinion as a human being. Like how objective, what objective training do they go through? I guess would be my question to remain objective.
They probably have like favorite district attorneys and a favorite, I guess, does that fucking make sense? I don't know what I'm talking about. Favorite attorneys.
They probably have favorite attorneys.
And they want to favor them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they probably, a lot of them show emotion and they'll like be like, I'm emotionally pulled towards you.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of them say that. But then again, all I see is like scripted ones, really.
True. Right.
Or no, I don't. Whenever there's huge court trials, we see how the judges respond. A lot of them
did
have
you
a
watch
lot of
jury duty. Ethos.
I was just going to ask. I haven't seen it yet because I've been so busy working.
That
but like that's
the
alley. One show that everyone has been talking about. That's like number one on my list. As soon as I finish all the shit I'm watching now.
Cry laughing at so
Wait,
many
can
things.
You guys
it's
tell
so
me about it?
James Marsden's in it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
What okay. is it? So is they it a comedy?
People? It is like, a huge Truman Show, essentially, for this one guy.
Yeah.
So
fuck
every
yeah.
single person there is an actor in this fake jury room, and everyone is an actor, but this one guy, Ronald. And Ronald just thinks he's participating in a documentary about jury duty, and he's being paid like a little extra money to be involved in this documentary. And so.
But if
That's
he saw
it.
James and Marsden, what did
James
he think?
James Marsden is playing himself, being like, I'm too famous to be sitting here on jury duty. This is ridiculous.
Oh, well, now I have to watch it.
James Marsden is like,
to watch this
I have a new role, so I have to study my script as I do jury duty. And he's being like a little
incredible.
Bit of a dick. It's amazing. Yeah.
Wait,
is he playing like James Marsden or is he playing like an actor?
He's playing James Marsden. Because he goes up to him and he goes, hey, you play one of my favorite roles, man. He's like, oh, wow, thanks. Yeah.
But as that guy, Ronald, is that his real name?
Ronald, yes.
Okay, don't you think Ronald, like if I was Ronald, wouldn't you be a little suspicious if James Marsden's in it, that it's like not what it's
You gotta
it's
just watch
like,
it. I can't explain it. But the amount
but
of times
Does he really buy into it or do you think Ronald's an actor IRL?
No, he is traumatized after this whole thing is
no,
over. He's like, I have a weird sense of reality now. Like, they fucked with me. But he loves everyone. But he's like, it took a long time to realize there are no cameras following me right now. And he's like,
wait,
is this
that's,
part of the
wait,
show?
That's horrible. Is he going to sue them? Now I don't like
it. I'm so confused. What?
You mean Ashley, there's a man like that the didn't Truman know?
Show.
It's,
he didn't know that he was
where
being...
Where have you been the last five?
He didn't know
was
he
too
was
hung
being
up
filmed
on James
in a reality
Marsden
show.
Playing himself in my head.
Ashley, they planted a guy just like the Truman Show in the middle of this. They told him it was a documentary about jury duty, and he's the only person thinking he's actually in a documentary, but everyone around him is an actor, and James Marsden's playing himself as yes. like a human. And now this guy's traumatized. Thinking yeah. that cameras are following him now.
So, and the my one God. Sad thing kind of is like he became really close. It was 2 weeks of jury duty and he became really good friends with a lot of these jurors. And he's like, are they?
And they were paid.
But
to
they're
be...
paid.
Oh, no.
And like they're
I
actors.
Think that they, I think they're real friends.
But they were like, no, we're real friends. And he, like, James Marsden will like call him up on the phone and be like, yo, you're good. We're friends. You know, whatever.
Yeah, but aww. Maybe they're being Ronald. Paid to do that because they don't want to. The show doesn't want to get sued.
What
yeah.
is this on?
It's on Freevee.
Oh yeah,
Freevee.
Okay.
Yeah,
which that's great. Which is like
everyone
downloaded
Freevee just to watch this one show.
That's genius. Okay. They got everyone on.
All right, Nazwa, I can't wait for you to watch it because it's so up your alley.
Oh my God, I cannot fucking wait to see that. Yeah. That sounds amazing.
You're gonna
get
die. Jared into
Ronald.
It, you guys. I
yes,
really
because it's Impractical
really
Jokers
me sad
meets
that
the
Jared
office.
Don't watch TV with me.
It's Impractical
that's
Jokers.
That's what I thought.
So he'll love it. Yeah.
Wait, why doesn't Jared watch TV with you? I feel like you guys always watch TV together.
We literally just scroll on our phones while having something in the background together because
Ashley,
he doesn't watch TV shows. Like he
I
will not pay attention to TV shows.
That's the most emotionally detached way of being with your partner.
Yeah,
yeah
I know.
I saw
I hate
that guy
that.
Say that too.
And I was said, like,
yeah.
Fuck.
Oh,
I,
Jay,
no,
Shetty.
I know.
Okay,
but
I love that you brought that
life.
Up, Maura,
that's
because remember when I was dating someone earlier this year and I told you guys that they don't like have a television and I was like, and at first I was like, God, I'm going to want someone to watch TV with me. And then I realized that after he said that, I'm like, oh, that is sort of a lowbrow way to connect with a partner. Like, does it really matter if someone's sitting next to you watching TV? It's like, there are so
you know
many
what?
Other better ways to connect,
yes.
right?
There are better ways to connect, but you know what? We have to be realistic and
yes.
really think about what we're doing at night. Like mm-hmm. we're going to watch TV. So if you're mm-hmm. going to do something, you have to do it together. Like you have to focus on the same thing together because focusing on the same thing together is in some way oddly bonding. And mm-hmm. then you get to talk about that thing that you are focusing on together. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I felt so much shame when I saw that thing because I was like, Alex and I spend so much of our time at the end of the day mm-hmm. watching TV together and we look forward to it and we're exciting.
No, that's great.
Or excited about it.
Yeah, I think it's, I don't think it's bad, but if it's the only thing you do, I think it's like, okay, well then you're not really, really, you know, there should be
yeah,
other
but
things.
It's probably
no, but it's
not
like,
the
how
only
many
thing.
Marriages,
it's just a regular thing.
Right.
How many people out there have been married for like 70 years mm-hmm. and all they do is watch TV together? I don't know.
Yeah.
It just
my
seems
mom and dad,
so
they do a
judgy.
Great job at that.
Yeah, like
I saw
that
they also go to dinner every night together.
Right.
As well.
I saw that video and I was like, oh, that made me feel bad. We should do more things. And then I started like yeah. planning more things. And then I saw a whole bunch of stitches of that reaction videos to that. And they're like, this
were
is bullshit, pissed? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like this, if people connect this way, then just let them connect that way. Like, don't shame yeah. them. Yeah.
I think
so
whatever
I like, yeah, there
works
definitely
for
could
you
be more.
Is fine,
exactly.
obviously. But I guess what I'm saying is when he said that, I had never thought about it. And I was just like, huh, there's a little truth in there. Like he kind of has a point.
Lauren, mm-hmm. I mean, not to like just harp on TV shows or whatnot, but like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get into this Severance.
Oh, it's so good.
It's yeah. so good. I can't believe it.
Really?
I don't
yeah.
know what. Like, how could anyone not get into that?
I know.
I'm in the middle
understand.
Of episode 3.
It'll no, but Ashley has a point. Some people did. For some people, they said it started slow. I never felt
really
that way. I was
slow.
Always
the whole
slow.
Concept
I was always
at the very beginning should hook you, I feel.
Right. Same. You're like, what's going on here? Like, anyway,
you still
be like, what's
it takes
happening?
A whole season to wrap your head around the concept. Even like, you don't know those people
I
outside.
Just got chills.
She's got chills. Yeah.
All right. I'll keep. I'm gonna keep going. I'm interested. I'm curious.
Ashley, when you get to episode 9. You are
gonna,
your jaw is going to drop. It is one of the greatest finales I've ever seen. It was so triumphant.
It was.
And Ben Stiller, who directed it, it was actually supposed to end with 10 episodes. And he read the script and he goes, no, we got to end at 9 because this cliffhanger is sick. And the, okay. that decision.
I got goosebumps,
goosebumps. That decision was absolutely genius because it was the
my
most cliffhangery cliff I've ever almost hung off.
So oh my God. Okay. Okay. You guys have hyped me up again. Thank you.
It's so good.
I will persevere. But more would
say just to watch the Queen Charlotte before, though.
Oh my God. Queen Charlotte's so good.
I gotta finish. You guys have gotten me too many things to watch.
Ashley, you haven't seen Queen Charlotte yet? That's so up your alley. It's the best Bridgerton thing that's come out, I
agree. I really enjoyed it.
Really? Yes, oh my God, Ashley. Guys. I need to get a babysitter just so I can watch TV for a whole day.
Yes, or just come to LA. Come to LA and just watch TV with me and we'll not connect.
And here we go, not connecting.
No, that's so funny. I do have a trip to LA this week, so I'll download 5 episodes. I'll finish Severance on the plane for sure.
Why am I just hearing about this
now? Yeah, that's because I won't be able to see you.
I hate that.
It's all iHeart all the time.
What was I going to say? Who just said persevere?
I did.
Okay, that literally reminded me, this is another I don't get it, of like those big ass frames in offices like in the 90s mm-hmm. and 2000s that just had like one, like who made those?
Like a cat hanging onto a branch saying hang in there?
Persevere or like motivation. Like I kind of want one of those just in my house. I think that would be so funny.
That actually would be really cool.
Wouldn't that be funny to have up? Like and it's inspiring. Like who made those?
It feels like real art now.
Yeah.
Just go to any elementary school.
What are those called? Should I type in inspirational posters? Motivational frames from the 2000s? Yeah. Was it 90s or 2000?
I think it's 2000s.
Like, who made those? They were in every single office.
What are you getting ready for?
I have to get ready for a very fancy ad.
Ooh.
Okay, so there's one that says patience, perspiration, success, and persistence.
No, not perspiration. That's sweating.
That's sweating. No, I know, but look, I'm going to zoom into it.
Perspiration.
Did I read it incorrectly?
Oh my God, Nas, thank you. Thank you for pulling those up because I was having a different image
in
my head.
What does it say?
That does say perspiration.
Thank you.
It's active. Yeah.
Perspiration.
Maybe it says genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. So maybe does it just mean to like exude?
Maybe that's supposed to be in the gym. Yeah.
So that one's in Equinox. Wait, Ashley, you didn't remember that this is what it looked like?
No, I was just thinking about like words on paper.
What?
I know.
What do you mean?
I was just thinking about like...
It looked like this. It was
no,
always
I know
like,
what you're talking about now. And now they're even more artistic and cool because now they really feel like they're like time period pieces.
Yeah, I want one. This is what I want.
I hope people see another reason to get the Patreon because now you got to see what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Our next partner is Athletic Greens. I can't say that I take the AG1 Athletic Greens every day, but I do try to when I remember to take it. It is just really the best thing you can put in your body. If you want better gut health, increased energy, immune system support, and then you'd hate like vitamins and pills, like and that just could be like seeming like too much of like a daily chore. But if you want to like drink something that you can feel like you've really done something good for yourself today, I really highly suggest the AG1 Athletic Greens. It's by Athletic Greens. It's just, it's got like, you guys got to look at the ingredients list. It's like, holy moly, how they pack all of that in one powder supplement. And all you do is mix it with, I suggest, cold water into like a little thermos, mix it up real good. Maybe add a little lemon if you need it.
I agree, Ashley. I mean, literally, before Athletic Greens came into my life, I had like a million different things that I would take in the morning. I literally felt like a bartender or mixologist where I was like, oh, I got to take this vitamin and I got to take this.
True,
and then
true.
Let me put MCT oil in my coffee. And then Athletic Greens came into my life. And like Ashley was saying, it's so easy. You just take a scoop, you put it in water, you drink the water as you're starting your day. I do it on an empty stomach.
Yeah,
and literally increased energy, immune system support, gut health. It has everything. Like Ashley was saying, it's almost astronomical the amount of things that they were able to fit in this powder. But for me,
75
it's all about
vitamins and minerals and whole food source ingredients at the highest quality. I remember when I like was getting off the pill and spironolactone and stuff. It's, you know, and I was worried about the acne coming up. A lot of the like natural supplements that the naturopathic doctor that I was working with suggested that I take, I find in the athletic greens, the AG1. Yeah.
It's insane. So friends, if you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and get this, 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. So all you have to do is go to athleticgreens.com/get it. That's athleticgreens.com/get it and check it out.
Lauren's looking at us like we're failing.
Yes, I am.
No, we're not failing. What do you mean?
No, just... I was literally thinking about my, I don't get it from last night. I woke up and I go, oh, remember that for tomorrow. And I can't.
Okay. Well,
you guys got to write it down. When you have that feeling, you have to get up and perspirate.
All right. Well, this was speaking
and motivate
of,
yourself to write it down.
I don't
down
know. Childhood things. Do you, Naz, when you went to the pediatrician as a child, was there a sick room in a healthy room?
There were sections in the lobby.
Sections.
See, Lauren, you always fucking drop the gems.
She does.
Towards
she
the
does.
End of the
she,
podcast.
I know. And she like makes it seem like it's no big deal.
She's just like, I just came up with this out of fucking nowhere.
Uh-huh.
Wait, that's so true. And like, that's so true. And then the
we were
sixth
segregated
was,
as children.
We were segregated.
But not as adults. But not as adults.
Wait, why? Wait.
Well, when was the last time you ever went to a checkup as
Wait,
an adult?
This is the largest I don't get it that's ever crossed my cerebrum.
Cerebellum.
But that's what I was going to say. Wait, why the
correct.
Fuck aren't we separated? We should also be separated at airports. Fucking everyone's coughing all the time. I was thinking about this too. In first class, which is horrible because if you can't afford to sit in first class and someone's coughing next to you, at least in like business or first, you have like space between someone coughing.
The same air is being circulated. You're just
that's
all
true.
Over.
But you're not like
they
right
have those
there.
Filters.
I know.
I don't know.
But, okay, but hold on, guys. I wanted to get more in on this conversation real quick because I think she'll have some things to say about this. This is my core memory of cruises is just they're so intense that like when I look at the ocean, I just think of cruises.
What the fuck are you talking about? What? Where the fuck did that come from? What?
I have to remind myself you're recording.
Yeah.
You know.
We were talking about waiting rooms.
You're like, what?
Yo.
She just.
Thank you, Maura. Ashley, you're the one on drugs.
Okay.
This she's is like, fucking hilarious.
She's like, Maura will weigh in on this. Like, Ashley, no, when I see the ocean, I fundamentally don't think of cruises. Like
I think
sharks.
It's like weird. I think like
what made you talk about this, Ashley? Please give us your train of thought.
Oh my God. I was just thinking about other I don't get it's that I kind of had, but they weren't really like I don't get it's. And yesterday I've been like walking by the beach with Dawson. And every time I look at the ocean, I think about like just
going
old
on a cruise.
Cruises.
You're like,
and
get
I'm
me
like,
the fuck out of here.
Do I have like any I don't have any memories of the ocean besides cruises. And like, doesn't the ocean make you really nostalgic for anything?
Ashley, that's dumb as fuck because you had one of the best engagement parties ever on a goddamn sailboat on like
that's
the water. How do you not
I
think
guess
of
that?
That
was a cruise, though.
It wasn't a cruise, but that was an ocean water experience.
Okay, well, when I'm on the actual Newport Bay, I do think of that. So I was on the Newport like Bay the
so
other day.
You're thinking why? So you're talking
and
about
I was
wide
only
open
thinking
seas.
About my wedding, but yes, wide open ocean where like okay. I go and I look out and there's like nothing but ocean. Then I think about cruises only.
That's hilarious.
I think about
and I guess
that.
I also think of the trauma of the trauma of paradise a little bit only with the smell, not the sight, but the smell of the ocean reminds me of being anxious about paradise.
Whoa,
it's
like, that's PTSD.
Open water makes me anxious of. In what? Is it Signs?
Yeah.
No, wait, Lauren will
incorrect.
Know. Oh, what is it? When the horse
I make fun of Jared because he always
the ring,
has
the ring, the horse oh. that gets.
Oh yeah,
propeller
by the propellers. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
see,
you think about that
one.
With the ocean.
And that's a correct way to think about the ocean, Morris. Very scary.
meanwhile, I'm like, the ocean makes me think of how vast the world is and how small we are. And I think
just
the ocean
chopped
is,
up horses.
I think the ocean is the closest thing to God we have on Earth because it's like
I
a live, breathing sort of entity that like, and it's I don't
it's
know. I literally don't think of
stars.
Cruises at all.
What about the sky.
Yeah, I think of the same Earth. Thing, but the stars aren't alive in the way we get to see the ocean sort of be alive. Like it feels like its own creature. It's really cool.
It's so crazy and scary.
It's wild. But it is the scariest.
Ashley's thinking of all you can eat buffet.
She's thinking of
my cruise boyfriends and the wild times we have.
Party under the stars.
I think it's really just because it was like the only time in my life I was like young, wild, and free. Yeah. Because you know why? I was contained. I was young, wild, and free on something that contained me.
So you had a safe container to be wild and free within.
Yeah, exactly. So we could have.
There are parameters with this fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you're watching the Patreon, you may notice that Ashley and Lauren and I are in different outfits.
So we had some technical difficulties, which made us
hit
our time limits the other day. So we're back to talk and ramble for a few minutes more. But and since we've been gone, something big has been announced for the Bachelor franchise.
Yes, we finally are getting the senior citizen Bachelor franchise announced years ago, called the Golden Bachelor, which it's my dream to be a Golden Girl, and I will be a Golden Girl one day. But I wanted to know your and Lauren's thoughts on it. I cannot wait for this. Because honestly, I'm just kind of sick of seeing people date that are younger. I don't know. To me, it's just it's kind of boring. I don't know. I think I've just seen so much of it, and so much of it just feels surface level that I feel like watching older people try and fall in love that have lived lives and feel wise and have so much life experience are going to have such cool conversations and so much more rootable things. Like they'll have kids and just lives that we're going to really like feel like we want to root for, you know?
Well, two things
Continue. Tell us what you know, Ash, and then I'll just say what I know.
Two things to say off of what Naz just said. One, we don't have an older person dating show on any of the streaming services, which is it's surprising because there's just so many out there. And now The Bachelor has something unique. The Bachelor franchise has something unique about it, as again, which is really exciting. And two, when you said like you're over watching younger people date, I think that when they're younger and like they're all good looking, there's just like the stakes aren't necessarily so high. You're just like, you're going to be fine. You're going to find your person. Don't worry. The time
will
come.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
When these people are older, like probably there's going to be a mix. I'm sure that some would never have found their person. Some are probably divorced, and maybe there's a few widows and I guess the girls are going to be the predominant cast. So there'll be some widows in that group, and they, they're all going to bring storylines that we don't see often.
Right.
And the stakes are just going to feel higher because I feel like people are going to be like in that situation where it's like, I've loved before, but will I ever like love again?
And people
I just
are
feel
older.
Like watching older people dating, like they like really take the time to like look into each other's eyes and like hear what they're saying. Like I've seen, I don't remember what it was, some dating show on HBO where it was just like they followed this older man like dating a whole bunch of older women, and they just are really like intense and like they're really listening. And then when they say, I don't think I see like us going any further, they're like, it was just lovely to have a conversation with you, you know? And they're just like, it was lovely to get to know you. And they're not like, oh, which is like, fine, obviously.
Everyone's much more emotionally mature. And I also feel like older people just know themselves. So there's this element of like not putting up with bullshit where someone comes in and they're like, I own ducks. Like someone's going to be like, that's not going to fucking work for me. Bye. Instead of like trying to like conform and change to like fit in that person's lifestyle or like hometown. And I honestly feel like I think we're going to get to the root of, I'm so happy this is happening, 'cause I feel like it's really going to revitalize like just the Bachelor franchise in so many different ways. It's going to infuse so much life into it because like you were saying, Ashley, we've never seen it before. And I just forgot what I was going to say. I think, damn it. I don't know. Like to see older people too, like get married is so inspiring. Oh, what I was going to say is it's going to get back to the root of Bachelor where I feel like we're going to cry every episode. Like I
think
so.
Yeah.
Crying every episode. And that used to be why I used to love tuning in. Like it's going to be more about love and less about drama. But listen, if there is a lot of drama between people at that age, like that's also going to be hilarious.
I was going to say,
thought about that. I'm just thinking about the romance aspect.
Exactly.
I said on Almost Famous that I feel like it could be a little bit like Real Housewives meets The Bachelor.
Oh no.
Because
no,
could you imagine the catty drama? They're not
What's
that
the
much
age?
Older. It's going to be 55 and older.
Oh, I forgot. So I feel 50 like is I being know. A senior citizen.
Well, no. Oh yeah. 55 plus is like ARP.
Wait, 50? Wait, what is the official senior citizen AARP?
It is a different, it's different in like a lot of situations. Like, I don't think it's 55 plus. Is it 55 plus at the movies discounted? Definition of a senior. How old do you think that The Bachelor will be?
60.
Wait, is there going to be a bachelor? I don't know anything. Is there going to be a bachelor?
It's, oh, we don't know if there's going to be a bachelorette.
It'll definitely be. People are going to fucking love this, and it'll be renewed for seasons to come. Okay.
So it's airing at a weird time slot, sort of, kind of. It's 10 to 11 on Monday nights in the fall.
So it's going to be
senior citizens aren't going to be up to watch it.
Bachelors.
No, it's just going to be its own after whatever. I think Dancing with the Stars is coming back to ABC in the fall. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll trail that, which actually is perfect for the demo.
It's only an hour long. Right.
The reason is Dancing with the Stars is coming back to ABC and not on streaming is because they lost a huge demo of theirs because their audience is older, and on streaming, not as many older people watch it. Yeah. So then they're probably thinking like, oh, those older people are going to love to roll over into the golden era of The Bachelor.
I think, well, you know what? You just changed a lot for me because for some reason I was thinking of people like 60, 70 and up, but now I'm like, it's weird. Like 50 isn't.
I think 55 is their I think 55 age. Is their definition of what they were casting for, if I remember correctly. And by the way, the reason that the show is happening now and so many years after they first brought up the idea is because COVID got in the way. You know, when they had to start doing the quarantine, the constant testing, and like the hotel shot shows, they decided like that they couldn't take on another part of the franchise. Mm-hmm. And especially with an older demographic, which was like a little bit more susceptible back in the day. Okay, so 65 and older is the definition that most industrialized Western nations consider somebody to be a senior.
Okay, so I wonder if they're going to... So do you know for a fact if they're going to cast 55? Because I hope they just cast 65.
I really think I remember the thing going like, are you 55 and older?
It's going to be like housewives.
No, because they're still... That's the beginning. So they're going to like span, I'm sure, from like 55 to 70.
I hope they really do it. I hope I don't tune in and it's all people housewives age.
I agree.
I don't know, guys. That's
so annoying.
I don't know.
But if
I don't
think about it,
it's people who have millennial-aged kids, I bet.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I would say millennial age kids, but then I guess there's going to be some people. I think like if you have kids in your in their 20s, I think you're going to see a lot 20s and 30s. You're going to see a lot of people like that.
I mean, it really is going to be dramatic then. It's going to be Housewives meets Bachelor, exactly what you were saying.
Yeah, because if you think about the people that want to go on reality television,
yeah,
are not like the moms, I don't know, not like 60 and up that are like not having facelifts, you know?
Yeah,
they're having facelifts if you want to be on TV. So it's going to be Housewives.
Well, no, because I think Bachelor's always been the Bachelor casting's always been really good about picking like a diverse group of people in age. Actually, I take back that sentence. what I mean is the casting department, having worked there, I know will traverse obscure parts of the country. Is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Yeah. We're not just getting all.
Do you know
Orange
what I mean?
County
like,
baddies,
yeah. Like they'll be in bars in like Waco, Texas and stuff, like pulling out people, trying to pull people from there. I'm sure. Wow. I have so many.
Is that
thoughts.
A full-time job to pull people from across the nation?
Yeah. They cast year round. Year round.
So they're just like fly to the city and find people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God, I just would love that job.
I think, Lauren, you'd be great. I think social media changed it a lot. I don't obviously they haven't worked there in years. So they probably find a lot of people on Instagram now, which is unfortunate because you really want the people like the Jareds and the Krauses that actually wouldn't submit themselves or kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like when they pluck people from obscurity. Like no one would have found Chris Soules, you know?
Yeah.
Totally.
Like, so true. Just like a farmer. I don't know. That's where I think the Bachelor magic happens. But now that you're saying that, I'm like, oh, is this going to be a Bachelor I'm going to want to date? Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. You're probably going to want to date him. So Ben and I were talking about
White Fox.
Yeah. Ben and I were talking about the kind
Silver
of
Fox.
Guy that Silver they're going to cast. Yeah. And he imagined him to be like a Kevin
like,
Costner.
What if Tom Brady was the Bachelor?
No, he's a senior. He's 45.
What do you mean?
But a Kevin Costner, ladies go crazy.
45.
Tom Brady's 45. He looks older.
No, he doesn't. You're an insane person. He looks older than four. You are crazy. He looks like a teenager.
He's probably just been in LA seeing 45-year-olds in LA.
How old is Ben Affleck?
Ben is 50, I think.
Okay, bet they look the same age. So Tom Brady looks 50, which is almost
they do not look the same age.
Ben Affleck
looks, my God, don't get me angry. I'm going to have to call Jared up here. Ben,
I thought she needs to call reinforcements.
Yeah, she has to call reinforcements. She wouldn't even like Tom Brady if she wasn't married to Jared in the first place.
I love, yeah, actually, Ben is exactly 50.
Exactly. Anyways, this is very, very interesting. But speaking of Tom Brady.
Okay, fine. We're going there.
Can we get, so Jared won't talk about
Jared won't, I mean, I don't know. Can I talk about it? Can I see if he come up for a second?
I think so. Lauren, what do you think about, we kind of text about this, but for anyone listening, there's rumors that Kim Kardashian has supposedly, rumoredly purchased a home in Tom Brady's neighborhood. Right, Lauren?
Tom Brady's neighborhood in California or in Boston? Where the hell does he live?
It's a great question. I know that he used to live here. I don't know if they still have that home. And I knew that he also had a home in Boston. Yeah. So I don't know. But I think people are, it's sparking like romance rumors now.
I don't think it's romance. I don't know if she, I mean, they're just not each other's type at all. So I don't see this really going anywhere. I think it's a great rumor, but, and I would love to, it's a great rumor. I would love to see it, but I don't think that there'll be flourishing rumors afterwards. I don't think so.
Okay. So we interrupt this moment of which Jared
Dawson.
Your foot.
Remember the Titans, which is really adorable. But
wait, what'd you say about Remember the Titans?
Jared was trying to introduce Dawson to it.
Oh my God. That's
trying to get him to watch a football movie as we're about to ask him about Tom Brady questions.
That score makes me cry so much.
I know you didn't want to talk about, so Jared didn't want to talk about the Tom dating Kim thing because he says he won't discuss it until it's official.
Yeah.
Okay. But I really called you up here because Naz thinks that Tom looks older than 45.
Oh, I know. I wanted to know the Kim thing.
Hold Dawson, my baby. You think Tom Brady looks older than 45 years old? Are you out of your mind?
I think Tom and Ben Affleck look the same age, and Tom and Ben's 50. Mm-hmm. Like if they were standing next to each other, I would assume they're the same age.
I think you need to look at what a 45-year-old man looks like.
That's what I think. I think you need to see a lineup of what normal 45
I think you need a lineup of 45-year-old men that range, and I think you're going to say, yeah, Tom looks pretty good. Tom looks like a man, don't get me wrong. He doesn't have a baby face, but
who else is 45 that I could like, you know, so bad at age. Like I can't tell anyone's age.
It's tough because celebrities are obviously going to look just fantastic for their age. Well, how old?
Do you think Ben Affleck looks 50?
At times.
I would say he's like always on the cusp of 50.
Okay. Is he drinking? If he's drinking, he looks 50.
Yeah, that's so true.
Because like he gains weight, like you could see it in his face.
He's a tired man.
Do you think Tom gets Botox?
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets everything. 1,000%. So yeah, obviously you guys are talking about this rumor of Kim Kardashian and Tom Brady.
Would you want to see them date if they were?
100%. It honestly gives me joy to see all these baby sports fans online who I follow or like associate myself with. And they're very nice people, but who are like, no, Tom, don't. Oh, God, no, Tom. I'm like, do you understand who Kim Kardashian is? Do you understand who this woman is? You're telling me that you don't think Tom Brady should be dating Kim Kardashian? I got news for you. There's not a bigger Tom Brady fan than myself. Kim Kardashian is more famous than Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, and it would be such a power couple. Mm-hmm. And it would make me so happy because these people out here who are like, oh, Kim Kardashian does nothing. She doesn't even work. Like, she got so lucky. And it's like, you guys truly just have no idea what you're talking about. And to see their hero, their savior, Tom Brady, dating this woman would just send shockwaves to them and make them rethink how they look at Kim Kardashian. And I would love nothing more. It's never going to happen. But it'd be nice if it did.
But
I
love
a Kim Kardashian stand on her.
I know. It's like Ashley converted Jared and Jared converted Ashley. It's so beautiful to witness. The one thing I was going to say is you're right. It would be good for both of their brands, I think. Like, it would be a good look for Kim. And it would make people look at Tom totally in a different way. But anyways.
I love it.
Fun talk, guys. A lot of stuff going on. Thanks so much for joining us, Jared.
Hey, anytime. That's my two cents. And I
love your passion.
It would help their brand. And it would help because it's hard to like help Kim Kardashian's brand, but I think it would help her in terms of like family life if that actually turned into something.
Yeah,
man, if Tom went from Giselle to Kim K,
it would be crazy.
What a powerhouse!
I know. I feel really bad for Giselle though.
I feel bad. She's like dancing her single life. She looks great. She's on this magazine naked on a horse or something.
No, I know. She's
I don't think Giselle would mind.
You don't think she care? I think she's like,
I'm great. We're totally different. The thing is, if someone dates someone totally different, you're like, oh, okay, then you go for something totally different. But if you go for someone similar to me, I'm like, you might as well just have had me and treated me better and all this stuff. You know,
but they're totally different. I agree. Totally it's like you want someone that doesn't look like you.
And out of the options of, for me personally, being a Tom Brady stan, Tom moving on and dating a powerhouse, or Giselle moving on and dating a powerhouse, like, I'm rooting for Tom here.
You want to see Tom bounce back.
Like, I hope Giselle bounces back too. I just hope they bounce back at the same time, you know? Because if Giselle comes out and she's like dating, I don't even know who's single.
Well, let's be clear. She was the one who ended the relationship. He was still wanting to fight for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, according to rumors that she was the, which is, it's still just so crazy that they got divorced and he retired.
I know. It's wild. Like, I mean, it'll be crazy if we're all watching the Met Gala next year and it's like Giselle's there with someone else and Tom's there with Kim.
It sounds so foreign and so wild.
Yeah. I wondered, did Brady post anything about Giselle for Mother's Day?
Yeah, he did. Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, I didn't know. I heard the whole Chris Pratt thing. That's why I was like, I wonder if
what
Brady
Chris
posted
Pratt
anything.
Thing he didn't post?
No, he posted
he
did, about.
But people were upset he didn't post about
Anna Faris. Yeah. He posted about his wife and then his mother-in-law and his mom, but it was
shit.
That's not good. You can just do your wife, but not
especially
the
since
whole
I think they're
world.
On good terms, or I thought that they were on
I don't
good
think
terms,
they
but
are.
Anyway, yes, Tom posted multiple pictures of Giselle.
Oh, because you know what, Tom is just did he put he's just he's a good man. That's exactly right, Lauren. He's a good man.
He's a good man. All right. Well, we love you guys.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys so much for listening and tuning in. And
Jared should really fill in for me sometime. He's just so much more articulate and wonderful.
No, you're articulate. We're just wrapping up and saying bye, Ashley. Do you have any other thoughts for everyone listening now?
No, but I do have to say that, like, could anybody, two business moguls. Yeah, we're done, babe. Could two business moguls pair up, like the two of them? Like, wow.
I know, that'd be insane. There'd be like Skims body armor for football or something.
Oh my god. Yes.
I'm so in. Would so fucking rock that shit. Like, that would be my shit.
That would be really cool.
We love you guys. Let us know in the comments what you think. Follow us. We love you. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Ciao.
Bye. I don't get it. Podcast.